Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. One of the biggest stories in the Linux world right now is about a recent change in the Linux 6.19 kernel, and it's not your average update. The kernel team introduced a new feature called Next_Buddy. Aiming to give the scheduler a major efficiency boost. The hope was that by changing the way tasks were handled, Linux would run better on everything from desktops to servers. But almost immediately, developers and testers started seeing something unexpected. Some applications were running slower than before. That's a big deal, especially when you've just rolled out what's supposed to be an upgrade. So what went wrong? Why did Next_Buddy actually lead to a dip in performance? And what did the Linux team do to fix it? Let's walk through what happened, the steps they took to investigate, and what it means for anyone using Linux on their machines or servers. First, some context. Every new version of the Linux kernel goes through rigorous testing and benchmarking. That means running a huge variety of workloads. Think databases like MySQL, enterprise benchmarks like SPECJBB, and finance applications like Daytrader. The goal is to make sure the kernel is as fast, stable, and efficient as possible before releasing it to the world. For 6.19, the results raised red flags almost at once, especially when running those real-world applications. Instead of seeing improvements, developers saw regressions. Tasks that used to complete quickly were now slower, sometimes by a lot. This wasn't just a blip. It was consistent across multiple test systems and workloads. As you can imagine, that triggered a pretty urgent response, because nobody wants a stable kernel release to make user experience worse. A team of kernel developers swung into action and started a deep dive into the issue, drawing on benchmarking and performance data from many sources. The setup for their testing was impressive. They used an AMD Ryzen Threadripper P09995WX workstation with tons of power under the hood. Three kernel configurations were put through their paces: the stable Linux 6.18, the later 6.19 as it was first released, and 6.19 with the Next_Buddy feature switched off. By directly comparing these builds, the developers could see just how much difference Next_Buddy made. The findings were clear-cut. Performance gains that the Linux community had hoped for didn't materialize. In fact, workloads that matter to businesses and tech enthusiasts alike, such as those databases and critical Java applications, suffered substantial slowdowns. With Next_Buddy disabled, though, the benchmarks came roaring back. Applications like MySQL, SPECJBB, and Daytrader not only recovered lost ground, but in some cases outperformed their previous bests. The change also brought back a sense of stability and responsiveness in the system's behavior. It's a reminder that not all well-meaning features pan out the way they're intended, especially in a kernel as complex as Linux's. One piece of good news: disabling the feature also reduced CPU usage across a variety of real-world scenarios. Users saw faster response times, lower overhead, and a smoother overall experience, particularly on multi-core systems. That's what the kernel team wanted in the first place, even if the route to get there was a bit unexpected. So what does this saga tell us about open source and software engineering? A few important lessons stand out. First, even small tweaks to how the scheduler works can have massive impacts throughout the stack. Every application, from huge databases to light web servers, relies on the scheduler's decisions about what runs and when. When something subtle changes under the hood, it can have ripple effects everywhere, good or bad. Second, it shows the sheer value in the Linux community's feedback pipeline. Because people from all corners quickly reported slowdowns, the mainline kernel was able to fix things before hitting millions of users. And finally, it highlights a critical part of open source culture. No change is sacred, and if something doesn't work, it gets pulled. This isn't just about the core kernel either. It's about the broader Linux ecosystem, which has been getting plenty of attention lately. For example, AMD Radeon users have something to cheer about, as the LACT Linux AMD custom tool keeps evolving to make GPU overclocking far more approachable. LACT's latest interface revamp streamlines the process, letting users tweak and test from the command line with less hassle. The 0.8.4 release introduces all sorts of usability improvements, helping tinkerers get more from their AMD graphics without digging through piles of documentation. If you're curious, you can see more of what's new and grab the latest version at the LACT GitHub page, which is linked in the show notes. Another bit of noteworthy progress is in containerization, specifically with Docker packaging, which makes containerized app deployment even more straightforward on Linux. Docker has become a staple for developers who want to keep their software portable, efficient, and isolated. Thanks to these improvements, the latest Linux builds make it even easier to run apps inside containers with all the benefits that come along. Alongside that, enhanced power sensor support has made its way into the kernel, especially for AMD systems, so users and SYS admins alike can monitor hardware stats more closely. This is perfect for folks who love squeezing every bit of efficiency out of their rigs, or just want to keep a close eye on power consumption and thermals. Add to all that a steady series of fixes, patches, and small enhancements, and it's clear the Linux ecosystem is in great shape heading into the second half of the year. Now, back to that scheduler change. What's the road ahead for Linux, given how publicized this round of performance troubles was? The kernel devs are taking the lessons from the next underscore buddy experiment into future releases, aiming to push forward without repeating the same mistakes. One priority is to keep innovating with scheduling algorithms, since there's still room to improve performance and fairness. At the same time, there's a big push to expand benchmarking, making sure changes are stress-tested on all kinds of hardware and workloads. No more surprises at scale. Plus, the devs are working on a more structured approach to user feedback, so real-world reports directly inform development, not just after the fact, but even while features are in testing. End of the day, the goal is rock-solid reliability paired with speed. Just what Linux users expect, across desktops, servers, and everything in between. This past month's events around the Linux 6.19 kernel are a fantastic example of why open-source development remains so dynamic and resilient. When something doesn't quite hit the mark, the community notices, gives feedback, and sees fixes land fast. As a result, users everywhere, whether you're running a small Raspberry Pi in a cupboard or managing hundreds of servers, benefit from these rapid-fire improvements. In wrapping up, it's easy to overlook just how much polish and effort goes into each kernel release. Features get added, tested, sometimes removed, all in the pursuit of a faster, smoother Linux experience. And even when things go a little off script, as the next underscore buddy episode proved, it's all part of the process of making Linux the powerhouse it is today. That's going to do it for this episode of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.